Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, April 13th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, tonight the Broadway transfer of Lincoln Center's acclaimed off-Broadway world premiere opens at the Vivian Beaumont Theater, and that is, of course, J.T. Rogers' play Oslo. The Vivian Beaumont Theater is not on Broadway, but it's on Broadway, so it is a Broadway opening, even though it's, like, really far away from Broadway, but whatever. We won't get into that. I'm totes confused. The limited run of the play is directed by Bartlett Shear and stars Tony Winner's Jefferson Mays and Jennifer Ely. James, when it was off Broadway at the Mitzi Newhouse, you loved it. So I'm excited to see how the transfer upstairs ends up going and how it plays in a larger space. I will be alone on tomorrow's show, James, because you're seeing something or other. What are you seeing?
I am seeing Indecent.
Oh, okay, good. I'm excited to hear about that one, too. But since I will be alone, I will still have all of the reviews for Oslo on tomorrow's show, and maybe I'll stay up a little late and get the New York Times review as well. So I'm excited to see how this one does, because you raved about it off-Broadway, and it's always a little dicey when an off-Broadway, you know, show that gets great reviews transfers to Broadway. Obviously, we see what happened with Significant Others. So I've got my fingers crossed that the transition can be a little smoother for everybody over at Oslo.
Yeah, I hope so too, because I think it's a really great play. So, first up, is Crazy for You aiming for Broadway?
James, just like minutes after we finished recording yesterday's show, the New York Post's Michael Riedel published an article reporting that producer Joey Parnes is looking into bringing the recent Manhattan concert production of Crazy for You to Broadway with the entire concert cast intact. That cast featured Laura Osnes as Polly. The Tony nominee is currently starring in Bandstand on Broadway, so that can play into it. And Bobby Childs was played by fellow Tony nominee Tony Yazbek, who is scheduled to return to Broadway this summer in Prince of Broadway. Now, that's a limited run. The cast also included Golden Globe winner Rachel Bloom, stage and screen star Jerry O'Connell, former SNL star Rachel Dratch, who's done her fair share of theater in New York as well, along with 30 Rock's Jack McBrayer. Riedel reported that Parnes is looking to bring the revival to Broadway next season, and it would likely need to be in the spring, because as I mentioned, Yazbek is committed to Prince of Broadway, which begins performances in August, but is a limited run. If Bandstand finds an audience and is able to make it through the summer and maybe even into the new year, which is looking a little dicey with the first few weeks of grosses, Osnes could always exit the show short of 1 year in time to be ready for a late April opening for Crazy for You if everything comes together. Now, James, we speculated that this concert could lead to a revival, mainly because I think you and I both really enjoyed this show, and Osnes even seemed to be up for it on Twitter yesterday when the rumors started getting flowing from Riedel's column. So if she's game, I'm all for it. I mean, I think this is a fun show that, you know, you get the right people involved, and it could be one of those things that kind of stands out in a season with a lot of other things that have been pretty heavy in recent years. The biggest shows on Broadway in recent years have not been the fun song and dance shows. They've been Hamilton or Dear Evan Hansen, where they have their moments of levity, obviously, but those are more newfangled musicals. Crazy for You, even though it's only a few decades old, technically, is a throwback to some of those classic old fun song and dance musical comedies of days gone by.
This is a really crazy way to produce a show, to talk about all this stuff. We're coming back to Broadway. I'm going to try to bring back the entire cast. It puts the producer in a really bad negotiating position. I'm sure all the agents for Rachel Dratch and Jerry O'Connell and Rachel Bloom. And Jack McBrayer, yeah. And not to mention Osnes and Yazbek. I can't. If Crazy for You comes back next season, which I hope it does, I love the show. If it comes back, it's not going to have this cast, I don't think.
No, it'll have some of them, yeah. But there will be many of them who are unable to do it. I mean, you know, Rachel Bloom not only stars in a TV show in California, but she's also the creator, one of the writers and the executive producer. So I think she would be hard pressed to make that work, because I know that after one season ends, she doesn't take a whole lot of time off before getting ready to go into production for the following season. Now,
no, that's she's doing like assuming, 17 jobs, man.
Yeah. That's, of course, assuming that it ends up being a season four for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which, you know, you never know if there is or not. But I think that would be a tough one to sell. You know, you never know with Jerry O'Connell. He's become doing a lot more theater in recent years. But who knows? Either way, I think the most important people are obviously Asnes and Yazbek, because they seem very well suited for those roles. Sing, dance, do comedy. I think it's great. So who knows? I'm excited. As I said a couple of weeks ago, I love the hot stove producing of this time of the Broadway season. I wish it would come a little more fast and furious, because I like it when there's all these fun news things to get us excited about what's coming. But who knows? We'll see.
Did you and I interview Asnes? I can't remember if it was.
Yeah, I was. Yes, you and I did, about something in New Jersey when maybe she was doing a I think I don't know if this is why you did it or not, but didn't she do a Barbara Streisand tribute concert?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it was right before she did that thing on the Intrepid carrier and things like that.
The blueprint specials or something.
Exactly. And we talked about her schedule, because that's a pretty standard question I ask for everybody. And she was like, I'm totally booked through 2018 into 19 already. And that was, you know, 4 or 5 months ago. So,
well, and not only that, but in a recent interview, she said that her dream role is Eliza Doolittle, and that if, you know, Bart Scheer was interested in bringing her in for that role, she would love to do it. Obviously, he directed her in South Pacific when she took over for Kelly O'Hara, both temporarily and then full time. So it looks like she's going to have her pick of shows to choose from. Well, I guess that she might not have her pick, but there are a number of shows that she is interested in doing come next season, when and if Bandstand closes, or she decides to leave the show if it's still running.
All right. Well, we'll stay on top of it. And as we hear stuff, especially, it's going to really depend upon how well received Bandstand is. All right, let's move on to the next thing. Oh, my goodness, Matt. You know who's here?
Barbara?
Madge. Is Barbara Streisand angling to reopen the palace?
We'll get to that. But this is coming because on Tuesday night, the New York Daily News reported that Marty Ehrlichman, Barbara Streisand's manager for more than 5 decades, wrote a little section in the program for the Jimmy Niederlander Memorial that we talked about that happened on Monday. Ehrlichman said that one of his few professional regrets is that he and Jimmy Sr. could never get Babs into a show in the palace. However, Ehrlichman wrote that since the palace is getting ready to undergo major renovations that will lift the theater 29 feet into the air, that when that process is done, quote, who knows? Now that all of this is in the more than capable hands of Jimmy Jr., it might happen. We've been talking. He continued, I would love for it to occur, for I know Jimmy Sr. would be looking down and smiling. Now, James, I heard from a very well-placed source yesterday that Marty was being playful and kind of joking with those comments, and that there is no actual plan or even discussions for Barbara to return to Broadway in any shape or form. After all, those renovations will take at least 3 years, if not more, at which point Streisand will be 77, 78 years old. Now, I suppose I could see Barbara doing a 2-week concert run to reopen the palace, or maybe even more exciting, maybe making her Broadway directorial debut. But James, there's a reason Barbara doesn't work that often. She's pretty much on the record basically saying she just doesn't want to work. So to imagine that she's going to come out of retirement and do 7 or 8, maybe just 6 shows a week on Broadway at approaching 80 years old, I find that very far-fetched. So until this is proven, you know, otherwise, I would say that this is much ado about nothing and people taking jest out of context.
Maybe Steven Brinberg can open the palace up as Barbara.
I have absolutely no idea who Steven Brinberg is.
All right, then we better move on. Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly cast album set for a spring release. It is the spring, so it's here already?
No, later in the spring. It's actually coming quite soon. yesterday, Masterworks Broadway announced the release of the new Broadway cast recording of Hello, Dolly, starring three-time Grammy Award-winning legend Bette Midler. The album, which will feature the 37-person cast and 28 musicians, will be released a month from yesterday, May 12th, and is available for pre-order now. Also, James, on Monday, the original Broadway cast of Anastasia went into the recording studio, and Amelie recently recorded as well. So there is lots of good new Broadway music on the way. But here's a thought for you, James. Never going to happen, but wouldn't you love to see Babs maybe replace in Hello, Dolly? Not at the Palace, obviously, considering, you know, when she did the role on the big screen, she was way too young for it. Now she's, you know, maybe a little older than it should, the role should be, but, you know, a little more age appropriate. Maybe she'll take over for Donna Murphy and be Bette's alternate.
You know, I think that's totally reasonable. That definitely will happen.
Book it. Gonna happen.
Book it. Read it on the internet. Saw it there.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Bette's three Grammy wins?
I have absolutely no idea. Do you?
Best New Artist, 1974. Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, 1981.
Record and then the soundtrack for the TV movie of Gypsy. No?
Then the third one is 1990 Record of the Year, Wind Beneath My Wings. That song that used to sing to me all the time, but you no longer do.
Off air.
Okay. And the last nomination was 2008 Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album for the album Yule.
There are
what
so many
world is Cool Yule.
That's that's a famous song. Cool Yule is an old jazz song. Who sang that?
Louis Armstrong.
Was it Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong. Yeah.
It was. Yeah, that's a great song. We sang it in show choir when I was in high school. But getting back to the point I was going to make, there are so many damn categories in the Grammys. Like best traditional pop album. That sounds like something that was released in 1920. Like there's just too many. Make it simple. Like whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, they probably
get off my lawn.
They probably even have a Grammy for sound design. All right. Next up, win a seat to the Tony nominations.
Yes, the American Theater Wing is giving away two tickets to watch the 2017 Tony nominations announcement in just a few weeks from now. The announcements will take place on May 2nd in the auditorium at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center. Tony winner Jane Krakowski and nominee Christopher Jackson will announce this year's nominees. To win the tickets, go to the Tony Awards Facebook page and tell them how theater inspires you by commenting on the pinned post in reply to the prompt, how does Tony inspire you, or how does theater inspire you? This week's stakes end a week from today, April 20th. So if you want to join Jane and Chris and whoever else, I mean, you know, who I'm trying to think who else
bagels.
Might be there.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe they'll probably have bagels. And it's at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts. So that's always a cool thing to do. But get your entries in. That'd be a cool thing to go to. James, have you ever been to the nominations before? I know you go to the Tonys, but have you ever been to the nominations?
I have long, long time ago, and it was basically for a bagel. Yeah.
So, do what you gotta do.
I'm sorry I had the giggles there, because when you first read the first line, the American Theater Wing is giving away two tickets to watch the 2017 Tony nomination announcement in just a few weeks. I thought to myself, hey, Broadway Radio could give that away. I'll give away two tickets to watch the 2017 Tony nomination announcements, and, you know, just watch it on Broadway World in front of your computer, you know?
Yeah, I'll send you the link to the live stream.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And then everyone will complain that it didn't start at 8 o'clock when it was supposed to, even though it's 8:30. Always at 8:30, and everybody gets freaked out on Twitter. Every
stream's
year.
Not working. Sucks. Fail. Farewell. We haven't seen the farewell in a long time. All right. Next up, Amber Riley stuns at the Oliviers.
Yeah, on Sunday night, it was actually – this is kind of weird, James. With the Oliviers, the Oliviers happened on Sunday, but they were broadcast and live-streamed yesterday. So those of us that weren't in the hall over in the UK finally got to see everything that happened. And Amber Riley, who won the Olivier for Best Actress in a Musical, performed Effie's iconic song from Dreamgirls, And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going – And James, this is not the first time we've heard her sing this song. She sang it on Glee. She's sang it before. She's been doing this role for a long time, but it is still gives me goosebumps. I've got goosebumps just talking about it. She is fantastic. I hope that this transfers. And now that all three of the Dreamgirls are being played by American actresses, with Asmerette Gibber-Michelle joining the cast, maybe that makes it even easier for it to transfer. But this performance is fantastic, and I'm very, very pleased that she won. She's been one of those people who's kind of been doing little things here and there, getting ready to make a Broadway debut. She did I think it was a Kennedy Center concert, maybe, or maybe it was a City Center Encores concert that eventually turned into After Midnight. She did it before. Was that it was still a Cotton Club thing? And then she didn't do it when it went to Broadway. Then she did The Wiz Live, and then pretty quickly after that, they announced that she was doing Dreamgirls. So I'm really, really excited for her to be able to make this transfer with the show if it does happen, because just her performance of this song is stunning.
Wow. So there's a link to that in the show notes. And that whole Sunday night Olivier Awards with their broadcast time shifted to following days after is why I thought today was Monday. All right.
It's Wednesday while we're recording this, James.
Oh, yeah. All right. Why don't you get us out of here?
All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. As Matt said before, I will not be with you tomorrow, but I'll be with you on Sunday on This Week on Broadway with Michael Portantier and Peter Felicia and some guest that is not confirmed just yet. So talk to us on Sunday, and if not, we will see you back on Monday.